Father?
Come in, come in.
A rebellion has begun.
Under whom?
A commoner named William Wallace.
He will embrace this rebellion, support it from our lands in the north. I will gain English favor by condemning it and ordering it opposed from our lands in the south. Sit down. Stay a while.
This Wallace. He doesn't even have a knighthood, but he fights with passion and he inspires.
And you wish to charge off and fight as he did, eh? So would I, eh?
Well, maybe it's time.
It is time. To survive. You're the 17th Robert Bruce. The 16 before you passed you land and title because they didn't charge in. Call a meeting of the nobles.
But they do nothing but talk.
Rightly so. They're as rich in English titles and lands as they are in Scottish, just as we are. You admire this man, this William Wallace. Uncompromising men are easier to admire. His courage, so does a dog. But it is exactly the ability to compromise that makes a man noble. And understand this. Edward Longshanks is the most ruthless king ever to sit on the throne of England. And none of us, and nothing of Scotland will remain unless we are as ruthless. Give ear to our nobles. Knowing their minds is the key to the throne.
Wait, wait. Look. This is right and this is left. Carry on. Carry on.
Lorsque le roi sera de retour, il les enterrera dans leur bout de vos vêtements. L'Écosse est à feu et à sang. Votre mari se prépare en cachette à envoyer une armée dans le nord.
Comment tu le sais?
La nuit dernière, j'ai couché avec quelqu'un des conseils de guerre.
Mais il n'était pas censé te faire des confidences sur l'oreiller?
Oui. Les Anglais ne savent pas quoi sert une langue.
Cet Écossais révolté, ce Wallace. Il se bat pour venger une femme.
Ah, j'oubliais. Un magistrat qui voulait le capturer découvrit qu'il avait un amour secret. Il égorgea la fille afin de pousser Wallace à la révolte. Wallace se révolta. Ses ennemis reconnurent sa passion pour son amour perdu. Alors, ils organisèrent de saisir Wallace en profanant les sépultures de son père et de son frère. Et ensuite, en s'embusquant à la tombe de sa femme. Mais il s'en est sorti. En guerroyant l'arme au poing. Il cacha le cadavre de sa bien-aimée dans un endroit secret. Ça, c'est de l'amour, non?
De l'amour. J'en sais rien.
You know, eventually Longshanks will send his whole northern army against us.
Heavy cavalry, armored horse, shake the very ground.
They'll ride right over us.
Uncle Argyle used to talk about it.
Our new army had never stood up to a charge of heavy horse.
So what do we do?
It's run, hide, the Highland way.
Make spears. Hundreds of them. Long spears, twice as long as a man.
That long?
Right.